This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McKee. The United States is claiming responsibility for the strike that killed top Iranian commander Qasem Soleimani and the deputy head of Iraq's Hashed al-Shaabi military force at Baghdad's airport early Friday. Iraqi state TV reported Soleimani's death in a breaking news alert citing sources from the Hashed, which is dominated by Shiite-majority factions close to Tehran. Military analyst Daniel Davis, a retired Army lieutenant colonel, says that he'd advocate for getting U.S. troops out of Syria and Iraq as soon as possible.
Members of the Hashed al-Shaabi had already threatened to attack U.S. military personnel and U.S. personnel in the region, both Syria and Iraq, in retaliation for our 29 December strikes. I can only imagine how that's going to go up substantially at this point. And the last thing we need is to have more troops killed and to potentially draw us into a war with Iran.
The attack came amid tensions with the United States after New Year's Eve attack by Iran-backed militants on the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. A two-day embassy attack, which ended Wednesday, prompted President Trump to order about 750 U.S. soldiers deployed to the Middle East. A state of emergency underway in New Wales and Victoria State, Australia.
The mass exodus from southern New South Wales is underway. The authorities are urging tourists and residents to leave while they can. More dangerous bushfire conditions are forecast for southeastern Australia in the days ahead. Authorities are extending the evacuation zone in New South Wales, the nation's most populous state, to include more areas of bushland and national park. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
And this is VOA News. The White House said President Trump has warned Turkey's president that outsiders were complicating the situation in Libya. As Ibrahim McCarthy reports, the phone call came after Turkey's parliament on Thursday overwhelmingly approved a bill that allows troop deployment in Libya.
Turkey's parliament overwhelmingly approved a bill allowing troop deployment in Libya on Thursday, a move that paves the way for further military cooperation between Ankara and Tripoli, but is unlikely to see boots immediately on the ground. President Tayyip Erdogan said last week that Turkey would deploy troops in Libya to support the internationally recognized government of national accord. The GNA last month requested Turkish support as it fends off an offensive by General Khalifa Haftar's forces to the east of the country. His forces are backed by Russia, Egypt, the UAE, and Jordan.
That is Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. Interpol has issued a wanted notice for former Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn, who jumped bail in Japan and fled to Lebanon rather than face trial on financial misconduct charges. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Interpol has issued a wanted notice for former Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn, who jumped bail in Japan and fled to Lebanon rather than face trial on financial misconduct charges in an escape that has baffled and embarrassed authorities. In an interview with the Associated Press, Lebanon's Justice Minister Albert Sohan suggested for the first time that the automotive titan may be brought in for questioning. The General Prosecution will fully implement the notice, and that includes summoning him and listening to his testimony. And then, if there are measures to be taken, then they will be taken, said Sohan. But he said Ghosn entered the country on a legal passport, and he appeared to cast doubt on the possibility Lebanon would hand Ghosn over to Japan. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Trump administration announced Thursday that it will prohibit fruit candy, mint, and dessert flavors from small cartridge-based e-cigarettes.
It's the federal government's biggest step yet to fight a surge in teen vaping. It will ban fruit, candy, mint, and dessert flavors from small cartridge-based e-cigarettes, the kind you see at gas stations and convenience stores. But two flavors will stay on the market.
Tobacco and menthol are much less likely to be used by kids.
It's one of two major exemptions for the multi-billion-dollar vaping market. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says large tank-based vaping devices, which are mainly sold in shops catering to adults, will still be allowed. Combined, the two exemptions are a big retreat from President Trump's original plan to ban all vaping flavors from all types of e-cigarettes.
We want to protect the industry.
Sagar Mangani, Washington.
And this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil.